Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to give it a shot. Welcome in to Gwen and Chris, everybody. Middle of the week, Wednesday, Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. If you're watching on YouTube, welcome. And welcome to everybody else as well. Tony Gwynn Jr. yesterday said he was going to go home and get some magic elixir for my throat. Here it is. He brought it in. By the way, that's a bit of a surprise, don't you think, Scrape?
That I remember?
Tony remembered something like that?
Kind of,
24
yeah.
hours?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, he brought it in, so I'm going to try this. It's called Throat Coat. It's
new
an
me,
organic
baby. New
tea.
Me.
Good.
Before the new year.
You're turning over the new leaf early.
Early.
This right. is Don Orsillo's.
Yes, this is his magic
weapon.
Elixir to yes. fix the voice. So we are going to put it to the test.
Oh, do I need to go get you a cup of hot water?
Yes.
Not okay. as hot as yesterday.
If there's
though.
Some honey back there, kind of squeeze that.
I love
it
how
well.
He says not as hot as yesterday. How am I supposed to control the hot water?
Well, see if you can control it because the water yesterday, I couldn't drink the tea for like an hour and a half.
Okay, I'll put an ice cube in there.
Ridiculous. The hottest I've ever seen. But anyway, we are with you and glad to be with you. Good show. 4 full hours today. AJ Cassavelle, MLB.com. Plenty of Padres stuff and rumors and innuendos that we can get into, including the name of a potential ownership interest out of the Bay Area. Big story in the San Francisco Chronicle today. So we'll talk about that a little bit. Excuse me as we go along. Sports Court Day. And we've got all the rest of the regular activities. Tony,
yes,
tonight,
sir.
Though,
yes,
I believe the headline in the UT today, Mark Ziegler's story, quoting Brian Dutcher, that it is full. What is it? What was, now I forgot the word. You know how old I am.
Full,
I forget these.
Now I forgot the
now
word.
Now you forgot the word.
It I didn't was, see the word.
No, I just
out.
Had it. I literally just
you,
put
we
this
just
into
talked
the sheet.
About this we, a minute ago.
As we were walking down the hall. Give me a second.
We got to get it now.
Give me a second. Full urgency mode.
There it is.
It's full urgency mode tonight for the Aztecs basketball. They will be hosting Utah Valley, which is a game that I think under normal circumstances, Tony, nobody would really even bat an eye at. You'd just be like, yeah, Utah Valley. All right, we'll win this one, go to the next one. But after the way they played in Las Vegas, and granted it's a much better competition they faced, but before that, they lost at home to Troy, and defensively, they have given up 80 or more points in 4 consecutive games, something that it took them 100 games to do prior to that. So, you know, urgency, you understand. And Utah Valley's a team, although five, you know, hasn't played that schedule, they average 85, 86 points a game, and they shoot 53%, number 6 in the nation. So I think it's a perfect test for the Aztecs tonight, and I hope they pass it.
This might be just what the Aztecs need, right? I mean, you're going to have to guard on the perimeter, and you're going to have to rebound. This team is averaging more boards than the Aztecs are during the course of the year. And so I think the thing everybody will be watching, it won't be what they're doing on the offensive end. It'll be how they are able to lock down on the defensive end. I mean, 80 points in 4 consecutive games just doesn't happen for the Aztecs.
No.
And I think that's why it's been – it's why we're on high alert, high urgency.
Yeah.
And I think today is a good test to see, you know, they've had a week off. to kind of lick their wounds a little bit and kind of get back into the gym, and we'll see what it looks like here tonight. Yeah. I will get to see it personally. I'm going to the game.
You're going to the game. Yes. Brian Dutcher talked about, you know, in the article today, and I thought it was very interesting, that he and his staff have spent, you know, the better part of the last 10 days or so trying to decide, excuse me, again, my voice, I'm going to get this stuff once Scraby
brings
the water.
I'm going to go get the water.
But Brian Dutcher and company have been trying to decide, Tony, whether they need to change their approach on defense to fit what they have better, or
are these guys capable of doing
is what they have just not being played well enough. And he said for now they're staying with what they have and they're going to just, you know, play it better.
I like
the fact that he's looking at it.
I like,
you know,
that they've recognized. I mean, because that's what good coaches do. They don't try to force a round peg into a square area. They're going to get the area to kind of fit what their roster has. In this case, it's the defense. What does it look like if it does indeed have to change? And I don't know that it. And maybe we'd have to ask Dutcher about this some point, or we get the staff on, ask them about it. In the tenure of Steve Fisher,
Have they ever had to change?
Yeah. It would seem from the naked eye that the defense has kind of always been the same.
Game one, they lock people down and they keep doing it all year. So it's a little bit of different circumstances. You mentioned the 80 points, and you go back the last three seasons. Okay, they lost to North Carolina in the tournament last year, gave up 95. Last year, they lost to Gonzaga, gave up exactly 80. And then in 2 years ago, they gave up 80 to UConn when they got eliminated in the Sweet 16. They gave up 80 in a game that year at New Mexico. And then you have to go all the way back to 2023. They won a game over Washington, but they gave up 97 points. It was an overtime game.
Yeah, I remember
but
that, game.
That is it for the last 3 years. And now it's happened four games in a row. Now, part of it, I think, always, as you know, Tony, in terms of scoring points, let me see this water. Oh, eh, not bad, Scrabe.
You put ice cube in it?
Well, it's not steaming out of control, so that's good.
Yes, I took a lot of care.
Very good.
Took
very
a lot
good.
Of care
Was there
with
any
this
honey
water.
In there?
No honey.
There was no honey. Okay.
No, they cleared out the fridge last week, so all the honey is gone.
That's okay. We're going with the Don. We're testing the Don Orsillo.
Coat throat.
Throat coat. It's called throat coat. The other one was more like cutthroat. This is throat coat. But I think part of it is that they're playing a little faster tempo, though, on offense, so there's more possessions, so that can lead to a bit of a higher score, but it's still something that they have to be, you know, definitely watching.
Yeah, I mean, so along with do they need to change their defensive principles in order to fit the roster, you know, do they come to the conclusion that playing a more up-tempo pace may not be beneficial for the defensive end when it's all said and done? And this is why, you know, typically I think the Aztecs don't hit their stride until we get to that
New Year.
That January, February. However, it's different this year from the standpoint that it's the defense that is the thing that needs to be fixed right now. Usually, we're talking about putting up points.
Yes.
Now we're talking about stopping points from getting on the board.
The only thing that's been tough over the last 15 years is when the Aztecs have one of their games and shoot and can't make a shot.
Right.
But they still win a lot of those games because of their defense. I think the other thing tonight, Magoon Gwath has got to, you know, be better. And that's just obvious. He played, I think it was only 9 minutes in the game against Baylor because he got two fouls in the first minute of the game. So there he goes out for the half. Then the first possession of the second half, he got another foul and had to go out again. Magoon Gwath's too important. He's got to play defense, but not foul. That's huge.
I think that's part of him getting his legs under him. I mean, be honest. I mean, this is his, fourth game back now?
True.
Didn't play until Troy. Didn't have really a preseason to kind of get himself. And a lot of times, especially for a defender like that, you typically start to – you see these fouls as they're trying to get their – conditioning up.
That's where it shows up.
Yeah, 100%.
You're a half a step late to somewhere, and when you're a half a step late, you're more likely to commit a foul. That's just how it works. So those are a couple of things. On the other side, LZ Harrington has been great.
Awesome.
He's taken over the point guard job. He's going to start tonight. I didn't realize, Tony, he is shooting 91% from three.
Yes.
That's not going to stay.
No,
it's not. But he's 10 for 11 this year from the arc. He's got to be leading the nation. You know, it can't be anybody shooting better than 91% from the arc.
I tell you what, part of the thing that's been really impressive about LZ is that he doesn't take bad shots.
I don't think so. I agree.
I think especially for a freshman, like he has a great understanding of where he is most efficient from. He gets to those spots. And when he's taking these threes, they are well-selected threes.
Mark Ziegler was on with us, I think it was maybe 2-3 weeks ago, and he was saying he had to talk to some of the coaches about the quote-unquote elephant in the room, which was, when do we make him a starter?
Yeah,
type of thing. Because he's going to take that spot.
They've already decided.
It was only a matter of time.
And I think here's the other thing that was not in the article today, but I think once we talk to Ziegler or the coaching staff again, I think it's still an elephant in the room, just on a different subject. Right now, they're playing 11 guys.
I said this when it was brought up at the very beginning.
They're playing 11 guys. They're all playing between 15 and 20 minutes. I don't think anyone's getting into the proper rhythm.
Nope.
I think guys are sitting out too long in stretches of games. But I don't know which two guys have to be cut from that rotation.
Because it does seem like the rotation needs to get shorter.
I think they're going to have to do it. Either that or somehow figure out a way to keep everybody going.
Because
11 is too many, and that's something Dutcher talked about. He goes, I don't know how I'm going to do it.
He said it at the beginning of the year.
Yep.
That it could end up being that someone's not going to be very happy. And, you know, this is the tough part about college sports in 2025 and NIL being kind of connected to that. As lovely as an 11-man rotation sounds,
yeah,
in terms of just being able to rapid fire in and out, have nobody's ever tired.
Nobody ever gets tired. You're running like crazy.
It doesn't. It's hard. First of all, I think it takes a very, very mature roster. Everybody understanding their particular role.
Hard, though.
It's extremely hard for 19, 20, 21, 22, 23-year-old.
The team that went to the final game was 9 guys.
Yeah.
That's, I think.
And that's a lot. That's still,
right.
That's on the higher side for a rotation.
And just real quick, we got to get to break. But here are the 11, and you as an Aztec fan, tell me who you'd take out. Miles Bird, Farrell Compton, B.J. Davis, Taj DeGorville, Reese Dixon Waters, Magoon Gwath, LZ Harrington, Miles Heidi, Sean Newman Jr., Jeremiah Oden, and Tay Simmons. All of them should be playing.
Right.
But I don't know that they can. And that's going to be one of the other things going forward with the Aztecs. Hoops. All right, good start to the show. We're underway. Padres news is, you know, I think it's interesting. There's a name. There's an owner, Bay Area, already owns teams, right?
Owns the Golden State Warriors.
Owns the Warriors.
And the Valkyries.
Okay. So he's got money. We'll talk about whether there's any truth to that or any potential legs to that. Joe Musgrove was on the morning show with Ben and Woods. We'll get some of his thoughts as Gwen and Chris gets rolling.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Lacob. Might be wondering, who is this? Well, he's one of the, I should say, he is reportedly one of the names interested in possibly buying the Padres. Mm-hmm. So let's, a little background on him.
According to the San Francisco Chronicle, very real interest.
Very real interest. And he's, yes. And he's got, so here's my prerequisites that really don't matter because it's not my team, but you got to have money, and you got to like, and typically owners who have that kind of money, it's kind of a already built in that they want to win. You know, whether you're talking about my man in at, for the Mets, whether we're talking Mark Walters, whether we're talking, who am I missing? The Yankees, any of those teams, they all, well, although Hal is crying poor right now. I don't know if we can count
We never
that.
Talked about that. We should
we
at have some point.
We haven't. We should get to that. But he certainly is the name that I think of the ones that have been reported immediately moves to the front of the line.
I want somebody with a bunch of money, so much money that it just, you know, it's never going to come into question whether right. or not the Padres are going to try to spend. I don't know that they, I don't know you can find anybody that's going to spend with the Dodgers. So I don't know that that's a, a requirement. My first name I thought of was Steve Ballmer, but that is that took a big hit today. And we'll get into it a little later, but if you didn't hear about the Chris Paul thing with the Clippers, that whole organization sounds like it's a disaster right now that Ballmer is overseeing. So maybe that's not best. The Warriors have been one of the, if not the, you know, marquee franchise in the NBA for how long? Decade and a half?
Yeah.
So you've got an owner that's, you know, obviously got bank.
Can we talk about that for a second?
And he's
talking
been
about
successful.
The decade and a half, real
decade
quick.
Decade and a half.
Who are you going with, Tony?
I guess so. 25, so 2000. Yeah, okay. I can get that.
That's he cool. was really struggling with that.
He was or I was?
He was. I was.
Well, they've won how many titles?
That's true.
How many did they win? Four or five?
Four.
About 12 years. That's pretty good. And they've also been to the finals the other times, or
Wait,
most of the other
who
times.
Are we talking about? Oh, Golden State.
Golden State.
Did I not? I swear I heard you say Clippers.
Oh, well, he God, was no. talking about Steve Ballmer. But
I started
he was,
with Ballmer,
but he came
and, I,
back.
And I'm dismissing the okay. Clippers right okay. now because I like this guy with his attachment to the Warriors
I got
better.
You. I got you.
Yeah,
I,
the Warrior. Okay, so they okay. he purchased the Warriors 15 years ago, and they have won four titles since then.
Yes, and if, how many if, finals? They've been in at least two or three more so in the finals.
At least
so.
Six
yeah,
finals.
If we're talking about the yeah. Warriors owner, absolutely. He yeah. fits the criteria right. of everything you would want. With is in terms of an owner, someone who wants to win. Remember, this the guy who green lighted going to go get Kevin Durant despite already having
a championship team.
100%. That's
to,
the kind of owner you want.
Guarantee that they'd win the championship. That's,
and it did. It pretty much
and
guaranteed.
And they did, yes.
I would like to pat myself on the back real quick because.
Why is this?
You may remember maybe a month ago I brought this up on the air, not on this show, but on the Scraby show.
Oh, sorry.
I have
get,
a friend, my
you
source
can't get
in San Francisco.
On the back for something that didn't happen on our show.
My source in San Francisco told me a month ago that this
on the Scraby Chronicles?
No, he didn't come on. He's not going to come on. He's my source. I can't reveal my source. Are you
no, but the
me?
Question is, did you pass along the
yes,
information?
I did.
On the Chronicles or on
our
show?
On the Chronicles.
You can't get a pat on the back.
Okay, well, I'm pat, well, okay, well, it still happened. But what they're saying is this guy...
I'll give you a pat on the hip, but I'm not going back.
This guy, he has been trying to get a baseball team for a long time. He had like a handshake agreement for the A's like 20-something years ago. Bud Selig ended up giving the A's to John Fisher and his like frat boy partner or whatever. And so he also tried to buy the Angels. The Angels ended up not selling the team.
Oh, so he was in on the most recent.
He's been in on some of these things. Now,
so he wants this bad boy, it sounds like.
He wants a baseball team. And this... Mr. Lacob, if you're listening, is the perfect baseball team for you. I'm doing the sale for the Padres.
It is. I mean, not that the Padres need one because they have one of the best, if not the best stadium in all of baseball.
David asked a question, which is a good question. The thing about the Warriors owner is he is loyal to the Bay Area. Like, how does that work with the Giants? He's not a Giants guy because he wanted to get in.
Giants ain't up for sale.
Nope. And they told him that he can never own the entire part of the team. He was only going to own a part. And he said, I'm good.
Here's a little more info on him. Because if you're looking for Bay Area connection, to me, the Warriors is the only real connection.
Right.
He's from Boston or area, Massachusetts near Boston. He went to UC Irvine and then UCLA.
So he's been in Southern California,
you know, for a while in that regard. And let's add in five NBA champions for the Warriors since 2008. We said four, so we're shorting one.
They got that one in recently.
They had the 2022. So, here's the reason I'm overreacting and excited. I don't want this to drag on too long. I don't think anybody really does. I know things take time. You got to work everything out. You got to find the right mix, you know, fit, and everything's got to work. All the I's dotted, T's crossed, that kind of thing. But the longer the Padres remain in sell mode, the longer the potential is for them not to want to spend money.
And for those who may have caught that, just that last part, sell mode meaning the team being up for sale, the roster being up for sale.
Right, thank you.
Yes, we do need to separate.
Yes, I know people will read into everything. But, you know, as long as the Sailors have come out and said they're going to, take a look at selling and what that's all about, then I just want it to get done. Because the sooner somebody comes in, the quicker we can start, not being able to use, we're looking at a possible sale, so we have to keep
it. We can stop being in this kind of hung space where we can't, doesn't seem like anything can really happen.
We don't quite know where to go.
Yeah.
So as far as I'm concerned, Mr. Lacob, tomorrow.
Come on in.
You start.
I was going to say that, the Warriors just opened up that new arena and how much...
Oh, yeah.
Tech is involved with that and different things like that. So this sounds like type of owner that Padres the fans are deserving of having.
I like individuals that own teams.
Yes.
I do not like investment groups that own teams.
Could you, by the way, you've brought this up on a number of occasions. What teams are investment groups?
The Red Sox have an investment group that put a lot of money into them. The Cubs have an investment group. It's not like they own the 100% part of the team, but a lot of these investment groups are gaining more and more shares of these teams.
Yeah, I mean, you name me two out of 30.
Okay, well, let me do some... I didn't know we were talking investment groups today.
You brought it up, and you made it seem like it's a huge problem.
They're getting in, Tony. That's all I got to say is you got to watch out for the investment groups.
If you're looking for that, this is what this guy did. This is how he made his money as a venture capitalist. So
because he's an individual.
But he's an individual.
Well, he was part of a bunch of megla, corporations that did that.
But I took two Scraby's points.
Oh, here we go. There is an investment group involved with the Dodgers, Cubs, Giants, Red Sox, and then the NBA, Kings, Warriors, Jazz, Tampa Bay Lightning.
I mean, first of all, quite a few of those teams you just named are winning with their investment group. You mentioned the Dodgers. You mentioned Golden State. You mentioned Tampa Bay Lightning.
Okay, let me reframe the argument.
Yeah, please.
I don't like investment groups being involved with sporting teams because they don't care about winning. They care about money.
Let me ask, let me get to the bottom line for Mr. Joe Lacob. And that's LACOB. As of 2022, according to Forbes, $1.5 billion is his net worth. Is that enough?
What do you say, 2024?
2.5 is what the supposed number is for this Padre team.
E. Well, that was 2 years ago, so everything's worth more by now.
Yeah, it's got to be like six now.
I mean, all the rich people are getting richer, so he definitely got
Here's one thing I like about Joe Lacob. Apparently, in 2015, when he was the owner, he was the guy who fired Mark Jackson and brought in Steve Kerr. But here's kind of what I like. He said, quote, part of it was he, Mark Jackson, couldn't get along with anybody else in the organization. Look, he did a great job, and I'll always compliment him in many respects, but you can't have 200 other people in the organization not like you. Ooh. That was probably a pretty unpopular thing for him to say at the time, because Mark Jackson had some very good success there. But this guy was willing.
He got that thing rolling.
Right. He got him rolling. But he was willing to step in, make an explanation, though people probably didn't like it. And it turned out, obviously, for the better with Steve Kerr coming in. So
yeah, it's hard to say that he got it wrong. So
yeah,
at this point.
Yeah, pretty hard to say he got it wrong.
All right, let's get to break. We're going to tap in with none other than AJ Cassavell. Join us next. Talk a little Padres winter meeting, who they may be targeting. More Gwen and Chris on the side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the tea's starting to kick in a little bit.
Yeah, sounds like it.
No good. I feel better. The throat's way better to feel in terms of how I feel today. Don Marcillo's tea is being put to the test.
I will say that what happens with that tea, because I used it when my voice was going out.
Right.
There'll be pockets of time where your voice picks up. Mm-hmm. And then
you feel good for a minute.
And then you'll lose it a little bit. Yeah. And it kind of does that for the next couple of days as it coats
your throat.
Tries
to work its way back.
All I can think about is like Drano, that graphic of Drano covering the entire pipe. And that's what, anyway.
This is throat coat.
Be careful with that stuff.
Drano?
Yeah.
I'm not going to drink it.
I mean,
why? Why be careful? What's wrong?
You can't put it down all of your.
Oh, yeah.
Your piping, you know.
Yeah, sometimes it breaks it. You need to make sure you know what kind of piping you have before you put Drano in there.
Yes, you do.
I will say that our boss, Adam Klug, was very caring, and he walked in the studio and break and tried to get Chris to go home, but Chris flat out refused.
There's no way I'm going home.
I told Chris, I said, Chris was born in the 60s. You know that's not happening, dog.
I think that's the biggest part of it.
That's
his generation.
They don't do that.
He will show up with no leg that got cut off outside because he has to go to work.
100%.
I can talk, right?
Yeah,
need a leg.
Remember that one time you got...
He'd limp. I would try to ref
a game without a leg.
My mom and Chris are from the same era, and sometimes my mom will get hurt, continue to hurt
just
herself.
Keep going, right?
I'm like, Mom, stop! No, I gotta finish it. Like, what?
It is a trip to see that generation.
I've refed a couple of games. Refed at least two games in my career where I, pulled a hammy in the first quarter and just kept icing it at every break. I mean, what are you going to do? Quit? Call the game?
Yes.
No.
Go sit down.
I mean, look what happened to the NFL referee. He left the game with an apparent non-injury.
He probably wasn't born in the 60s.
That's a good point.
Not as tough as we are.
That's a good point.
Not as tough as we are.
That's a great point.
Yeah, this hour, 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by IHOP, introducing the IHOP value menu, where all your breakfast faves, $6 every day. Where else can you get a big filling sit-down breakfast for $6? Go to your happy plates with the $6 IHOP value menu. Available every day at IHOP at $7 in some locations. We're going to have AJ Cassavell from MLB.com joining us here to talk about what's up with the Friars, because they really haven't been in the news at all.
No.
I mean, we've kind of had to make stuff up to talk about the Padres the last couple of weeks. But we'll get the latest, see if there is any latest, and curious, you know, what he thinks about. Because I do wonder, let's just say that this guy, Joe Lacob, is the guy. And he called the Padres and he said, yep, I want to do it. How long are we looking at for, you know, all the lawyers and all the, you know, people who do this kind of transaction? How long would that would be looking at? 6 months?
I would think more.
More?
I would. I mean, I think it would be fast.
You think
it'd
be fast
if
yeah.
it got done in 6 months?
Oh, you think that would be fast?
I think that would be fast.
So you can't just call and go, "I'll buy." They go, "All right, it'll be this much."
What's your debit card number?
And you send, yeah, you put it on the Zelle.
Well, you know, I got
Zelle.
Send it down. I only have so much in this account. I got to make sure I transfer.
Send it down to the Seidler family or camp, and then you're the owner.
Yeah, I don't know that it works like that. And on top of that, then there needs to be approval from the other 29
right.
owners. So I would love for it to be done come June, July.
Right. But not likely.
I don't think it's likely. I think it would be very fast.
All guests on the 97.3 The Fan join us via the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline.
Love that guy.
David P. Shapiro, I do. Also, a criminal defense attorney, helps good people. That's why you like him, Scrape. He helps good people regain control of their future when they're charged with a crime. He's been doing it since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. AJ Cassavell.
Decade and a half right there.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Same time as the Warriors have dominated the NBA.
Right.
AJ Cassavell, MLB.com. Welcome to the program. How is your December going?
It's good. It's about to probably get a little busier with the winter meetings, but right now it's so far so good.
What is keeping you know? There's nothing keeping us busy with the Padres right now. What do you do when you're on the beat and there's really nothing to call anybody about? Do you call to say hello anyway, or?
Yeah, more or less. I mean, I think next week is when usually the off season starts to heat up. So I don't know if it will. It didn't last year, but. This organization has a tendency of making some big moves at the winter meetings, or at least getting things going at the winter meetings, so maybe next week's the week.
Now,
what do I do? I think I just sit here and wait for the Penn State coaching search to happen.
Yeah, I figured you're in on that search.
Well, I am leading my college football pick'em pool right now, so I don't know if that makes me qualified.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're qualified. But I think the real question is, are we, as AJ in long hair, don't care mode, or are we cut short?
No, it's still long hair, don't care mode.
Okay.
It's been that way for a long time. I don't know when I'm going back, but for now, off season, AJ, definitely long hair, don't care. In the season, maybe trim it a little bit more.
Fair enough.
I thought you were referring to AJ Preller on that question, because he grows his hair out sometimes.
No, he's definitely short hair right now.
Okay.
For sure. Let's get to the down brass tags. Obviously, winter meetings coming up, and Padres have some holes to fill, specifically in the starting rotation. You highlighted it in your article yesterday. Where do the Padres go? I mean, do we even know kind of the parameters that they can maybe spend? Or do we have any of that as we go into the winter meetings?
I don't think we have the parameters. I do think there are some parameters. I just don't necessarily know what they are.
Okay.
I mean, they're going to need starting pitching in some way, shape, or form, and they had some money come off the books with some of the guys that left last year and obviously the guys that are free agents now. And so, I mean, I've written this a dozen times, but they need to find, I think, the next Nick Pivetta, the guy that they can find on a reasonable deal, probably not the deal that Dylan Cease got or what Michael King's likely to get, but who could have that ceiling of becoming a front of the rotation type starter. And then they probably need to add two other starters around that. And so I think if you're doing that shrewdly, you can do it with some kind of like look at the finances and make it work. You wonder if there's trades in the works and what they even have to trade, but obviously starting pitching is the biggest area of need. I will say the fact that this organization has been able to find those kinds of guys in the past would give me a lot of sense for optimism, because they have been able to, when they've lost bigger name pitchers, go out and find the next big name pitcher who they end up signing for a reasonable deal, a Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha, Nick Pivetta, who then goes on to become kind of front of the rotation.
Yeah. Excuse me, and traded for Michael King, who I don't think anybody thought would be a front of the rotation guy until he was. AJ Casavell is with us from MLB.com. All right, ESPN.com, certainly not the authority, but just to give an example, I'm looking at their current depth chart, and it lists starting pitchers Dylan Cease, Michael King, Yu Darvish, 1-2-3. Well, we know that right now Padres don't have any of those guys. So, yes, they definitely need to replace. What do you think about Michael King? Does the Dylan C signing in Toronto, in your mind, make it more or less likely that Michael King could still fall back and wind up here again? Because I think most of us would like to see him here again.
I mean, I would love to see him here again. I enjoyed covering him. He's a bright guy and a good pitcher. I would just say probably pretty unlikely, given what Cease got. And I don't think Michael King will necessarily get the length of the deal that Cease got. But starting pitching is a very hot commodity, clearly, on the free agent market. And a lot of teams are going to be very interested in Michael King. And so I think it's unlikely. I don't know if it was made any more or less likely, but if I had to guess, I would say less likely by the deal that Cease got in Toronto. The Padres will get draft pick compensation for that, obviously, but they need to go out and find starters. And I would be surprised at this point if Michael King were one of them. I do think there's a possibility that Michael King will sign a different type of deal than the one that Cease got, which Cease was just 210, 7 years. I think maybe there's a different pathway for Michael King, who hasn't been a starter for as long, for a type of deal where maybe there's an opt out or something like that after a season or two. But beyond that, I just don't know. I don't know if the Padres will be in on Michael King the way some other teams will be. I think they address their pitching questions by finding essentially the next Michael King.
AJ Casavell joins us here, covers the Padres with MLB.com. And AJ, you know, you mentioned having to try to find the next Nick Pivetta. Do you see a guy in this list of, I would say, deep but not top tier pitching free agents this year?
If I did, I think they might have a role in the front office. I thought Nick Pivetta was a pretty good pitcher, but I didn't see coming what last season was. I don't know. I thought Cody Ponce was an interesting kind of candidate. And then he signed with Toronto. I looked down the list of pitchers. I don't necessarily see that guy, but the Padres have found him, and it might not be on the free agent market. Maybe they find some way to come together with a trade.
Yeah.
And it might be a guy that we're not even thinking of at this point. So my short answer is no. I wish I had a better answer. But I suspect the Padres internally have a couple of guys they're targeting. Maybe, who knows, maybe it's Mason Miller. I know we haven't gotten exactly a ton of resolution on where that is.
Yeah, our esteemed producer, Matt Scraby, said, why don't you ask him about Mason Miller? And then you said it. So you guys are on the same boat. Mason Miller, okay, great closer. We know this, but he's wanted to start. How much does he want to start? Adrian Motohone, I will throw him in that. I know he started at one point. Became so successful last year out of the bullpen. I imagine those are things you're going to at least take a look at.
Yeah, they'll definitely take a look at them. And here's what I think can't happen. What can't happen is you move those guys to the rotation just because you're desperate for starters. Like, if that's the reason you're doing this, because you don't have starting pitchers and your bullpen is just kind of a glut of guys, there's too many, like, that's a bad reason to do it, because you know how good Morejon and Miller are. That being said, like, if those guys want to do it, and if you can extract value from those guys, and if they're in on that plan, and you really think that they can be, I think it's pretty clear both of them in theory could be more valuable as starting pitchers. The question is the risk associated with it if they aren't good, or the extra injury risk. I think there's some merit to discussing it. I think we'll probably find out soon what the Padres' plan is. I just don't think they're going to go into this with the plan being, well, we don't have starting pitchers. We need somebody. Let's throw these two guys into the mix. I think it's going to be more, I think we can get more from these guys
right.
as starting pitchers without as much risk. And the Padres have proven they can do it in the past. But if it's like there's clearly so much value for those two guys, I think you can make the case that they were maybe the two best relievers on National League teams by the end of last season. Like they weren't, neither of them were first or second team all MLB. I think they both should have been. And I think that they provide a ton of value already in the bullpen. AJ Preller said it at the general manager's meetings that he didn't want to take a strength and a weakness and turn them into kind of two mediocre right. aspects of the roster. Like you want to keep the strength in the bullpen and then make the rotation into something that I think the Padres have had pretty good rotations the last few years. I think they could probably find that on the open market, even if they don't end up transitioning those guys into a starting role.
That's well said, AJ, because the reality is, in order for it to be the success that everybody wants, that means they would have to be a starter on, at least at the same level that they were a reliever. Or else you are taking one strength and making two mediocre. So we'll see how AJ Preller decides to kind of put this whole thing together. AJ Cassaville joins us here on Gwen and Chris. And AJ, pitching is where we've kind of focused on, but it certainly isn't the only hole that, you know, the Padres have to address. DH/first base, also a part of that conversation. There seems to be some options there, but again, without knowing what the Padres can spend or what they are interested in spending, it's kind of hard to really decipher who those guys will be.
Yeah, and that's the interesting part of all this. Like, obviously, Luis Arraez is a free agent now. Ryan O'Hearn's a free agent now. Those should be guys that interest the Padres, but, like, it depends on what the market says and what the Padres have to spend on those guys, because I think their bigger needs are elsewhere. It also is going to be interesting kind of philosophically, like what direction they take the offense. Obviously, it's a pretty contact-prone offense. That has kind of in some ways been made out to be a bad thing. It clearly is not. Like, look at what the Blue Jays did when you combine contact-heavy approach with some slug. Like, that's what this offense, I think, kind of should aspire to be. That being said, I don't know what that means in terms of whether they would be interested in reuniting with Luis Arraez or whether they would go toward a more of a power bat type. I think this could be one that drags out a little bit, because there are some options and it shouldn't be that hard of a hole to fill, just because, like, that's the type of position that there are plenty of guys. So I think we'll see going forward. It'll be interesting to see who they get to fill that spot, and I think it'll tell us a lot about the philosophical direction of what they think about the offense.
AJ Cassaville is with us. Excuse me, AJ. Fernando Tatis Jr., everything we've been told by the organization and every question that's been asked, I think, has been answered with, Fernando is not going anywhere. And then I can't seem to avoid people rumoring that he's being shopped, and it's something that the Padres will and really want to take a look at. Ken Rosenthal seems to kind of be at the forefront of this. We know how we all feel about him sometimes. But do you really – I mean, if – let's just say it got to that point where they felt they could improve this whole roster by trading him. Let's just say they did it. What would the reaction be? Like, would they be able to even get away with it if they thought that was the thing to do?
Well, my first question before we even get there is, how would you improve the whole roster by trading Fernando Tatis Jr.,
who's
probably your best player? So, like, if we're getting there to a trade where you're making the roster that much better, like, he is a really good player who plays excellent defense, does a lot of things offensively, I think is probably has more potential to be tapped into than what he got. So I do think you might be selling a little bit low on him. Are you able to make the roster better? And if you're not, then it's a non-starter. If you are, I frankly don't necessarily see how that happens, but if you are, then you have to, I think, probably entertain it, because it's the job of the general manager, but also it just seems so unlikely that you could find that, and so tricky to make that work, that I think this is one where I believe the Padres when they say they're really not interested. That doesn't mean they're not going to field phone calls when the phone calls come in, if the phone calls come in, but I don't see it because of what you said about making the roster better by making that trade. I just don't see how that happens.
AJ, do you think Jake Cronenworth as a Padre in 2026 to start the year?
Yeah, I think yes, but I'm a little more skeptical than I would have been. He'd been mentioned in trade rumors before, and I think it was pretty clear that he was staying a lot of those times, and now I'm maybe a little more skeptical. So I would answer yes, but I kind of understand the merits of a trade. If you're trying to free up some resources to allocate elsewhere, he's a guy that has some value and has a several years left on his contract, but you could still get something for him. That being said, it's not easy to find guys that are as versatile as Jake Cronenworth and a guy who I think would be your starting second baseman next year. That's not a position with a ton of guys who have the talent that Cronenworth does defensively and what he does offensively and, frankly, what he brings to the clubhouse. So I think it's unlikely that they would do that. But I think if, like we just talked about Tatis, like if they were to explore that type of trade where they're dealing from the offense to maybe free up some financial flexibility to spend elsewhere, perhaps on pitching, like that would make a little bit more sense to me than Tatis. I just still think it's kind of unlikely given the role that he fills and how hard it would be to replace him.
AJ Cassavell is irreplaceable on this show. Leave you with this, AJ. Craig Stammen, your first impressions. I know everybody's a big fan of Craig Stammen, the player, and maybe even the front office guy. What are your first impressions of Craig Stammen, the manager?
Yeah, first impressions are just that, like, I'm not surprised that he's the manager, that he is a manager. Just maybe, like, happened faster than I expected. But having covered Craig and having worked, like, with Craig and talked with Craig when he was in the front office and seen what he did the last couple of years, if you told me Craig Stammen would be a manager in the next 10 years, I would have said, absolutely, that makes a ton of sense. If you had told me he was going to be the Padres manager in 2026, I would have been like, oh, okay, that's interesting. That's a little surprising. And so here we are. I just think he has all the tools and kind of all the wisdom and knowledge he needs to succeed as a first-time manager, but that just doesn't guarantee anything with a first-time manager because you kind of never know how these things go, and a lot of times it's out of the control of the manager, basically, how it goes. So we'll find out, I think, more come spring training and whatnot, but I think he has all the tools in terms of just the emotional aspect relating to guys, as well as the tactical acumen to make it work. We'll just have to find out whether it does.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. AJ.
Thank you, AJ.
Have a great holiday season. We'll catch up with you soon, sir.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, great. AJ Cassavell right there joining us.
Always on point.
Always, yeah. And I think we're lucky to have some time with him, so we could kind of cover, I think, most everything that's on everybody's mind out there. He joined us on the David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime. Been doing it since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. I guess I'll take us to break. And I can't do it. Oh, yes, I can. Because there is the music.
You kind of sound like Brady Hoke a little bit.
Brady Hoke.
Hey, everybody, it's Scraby Hoke. Remember Scraby Hoke?
I do remember Scraby Hoke.
All right, break time. Daily Gambit, other side.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.